Good afternoon. Prepare to enter the home zone with your host, Jeff Potter, from North Point Bank and Equal Housing Lender. Today's show is being brought to you by Art Realty and TransNation Title. From buying to selling to maintaining your home, every aspect of home ownership is covered in the home zone on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Hey, hey, it's Tuesday, 12:30, and you're in the zone, the home zone. I'm your host, Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. I'm so glad you guys are tuning in on this, actually, I guess, late 4th of July, or happy belated 4th of July.
Or happy Labor Day.
Either way, we're
early
here.
Early Labor Day.
Yep. And with me, as always, is Diane, my producer.
Yay.
How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I am really well. Did you have a good holiday weekend?
Yeah, except I have a little dog and the fireworks freak him out. But other than that, it's all right.
Yeah, you should never let dogs light fireworks. I don't think that's
bad.
Yeah,
you know
for
what?
Him,
he burned his paws this time. No, that's
right?
Not true.
Well, hey, listen, we're glad that you guys are tuning in. Remember, we are live, for better or worse. You can call us at 395-1450 to answer your questions. You can also listen online or download the podcast at WHTC.com. And, of course, the Home Zone is brought to you by TransNation Title here in Holland. Well, actually, TransNation Title in West Western Michigan, a wholly owned, employee-owned company, and the good folks at Art Realty in Zeeland, Michigan, Steve and the guys at Art, you know, Diane, the real estate market, it is hopping, and tell you what, there is no better time than right now to either sell your home or look to buy a home. Connect with the guys over at Art Realty. You can log online at www.artrealty.com or call Steve, Laura, Ryan, John, Jim, any of the guys over there.
George, Paul, and Ringo.
Yeah. Ringo at 616-422-5587. Art Realty, your hometown real estate company. So, there we go. We did all the nice advertisements here. And so, Diane,
yes?
What we're talking about today. Now, you know, a couple weeks ago we had Paul in from Shasma Heating and Cooling,
mm-hmm.
and we were talking a little bit about
geothermal.
Yeah, geothermal, not just a cool name, but really cool stuff. And that actually got me thinking, though. You know,
oh, no.
I know. It's always
smoke,
frightening.
I smell smoke.
The fire alarm goes off. Don't worry, folks. We're professionals here. But it got me thinking, you know, as a homeowner, I don't have geothermal. I have a regular furnace. And when it comes to, you know, heating and cooling, and especially this time of year, because those systems are really being taxed with the humidity, keeping it cool, and then the changing. You know, I mean, at one point this weekend, I had the air conditioner off. I had it on. We're even thinking about possibly putting the heat on at one point. So, you know, you got to love the weather in Michigan because it's always
going to
change.
No heat in July.
Right. So, anyway, I reached out to a buddy of mine. He is the business development manager for Clear Choice Mechanical, and he's here with us today. His name is Nathan Barney. Nathan, how are you?
Good, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Glad that you came out. Actually, I'm glad you brought the sunshine. It was raining
it's
earlier
nice.
Today, and
nice
Nate made that brave trek all the way over from Grand Rapids here to the lakeshore and brought some sunshine with him, so we sure appreciate that. So, Nate, what we're kind of talking about here. Now, first of all, let's do this. Let's talk a little bit about your company. Can you give me a little bit of background on Clear Choice Mechanical? And
Sure, Jeff. Yeah, we do heating and cooling and plumbing, bathroom remodels. We do commercial and residential. We have over 25 years combined experience. And we come out, we do free estimates. We like to be involved with our customers and make sure that they're taken care of correctly and not paying more for things or buying things that they really don't need.
That's nice. And the other part about it is that you guys are local. I mean, you're a bunch of local guys, not a big chain, not a big franchise, just, you know, you
yes,
and the guys.
Yes, we are. We are a smaller company, and we like to kind of keep it that way. We are not going to try and get into building hotels and mm-hmm. big, huge malls, but we do like to do smaller commercial projects, and we love to work with homeowners.
Okay. So definitely commercial and residential, which kind of lines up perfectly. Now, again, we're not going to talk about geothermal right now. We're going to talk about just really the warning signs for people to see, you know, when your furnace and air conditioning, you know, what, I guess, on a car, we know that if a tire is getting low, obviously it looks low, or, you know, you have your tire warning light. Well, there's no warning lights that I know of, at least on furnaces, or at least maybe not. Mine's not maybe not that fancy, but, you know, you basically it's just you push the knob and you're like, okay, either blows cold or blows hot, and hopefully it works.
Warning.
Exactly. I guess as long as you got a carbon monoxide detector, you know it's blowing decent air. But anyway, so. And in no specific order, but what are some things that you guys look at, or I guess as a normal consumer who's not in the business, who's not an expert, what are some things that we should be looking for?
Well, Jeff, it's kind of like you just said. For most part, homeowners, it's out of sight, out of mind. Your heating system is really not something that you're paying much attention to, unless, of course, there's a problem, and then you need to call somebody. So, obviously, age would be a good place to start. Compare your furnace's age to the national average, which is usually between 16 and 20 years old these days. If your furnace is getting older like that, it may be time to have a technician come out and take a look at it.
Okay.
Most people prefer to replace their furnace as plan a home improvement rather than a panic replacement when your furnace has failed and then you're just waiting to, you know, call us.
Right.
Once it's already.
So, late. I mean, I guess what like you're saying is one of the things to do would be proactively have it checked. Now, for people who are moving into homes, because a lot of times we have new homeowners, is there a specific way or where place on the furnace you could go to find the age of it? Or is like a serial number or anything like that, or not really?
Yes, Jeff, there is. Most all furnaces have a model number. Most of the time, these are located on the inside panel of the furnace. So
okay.
A lot of times, you would have to physically unscrew a couple screws to open it up and check.
So, okay, so you had me at unscrew. No, that's all right. Another
take
stretch.
The screwdriver
right,
away.
Exactly. I tried to fix a dishwasher once.
No.
Once, and then after I replaced it and the water line and pretty much everything, I realized I have a fear of tools. So
that's
if it's not something I can just look at, then, you know, we definitely don't want to go down that road. But, you know, again, so age, definitely important. You're saying anywhere between 16 and 20 years on a furnace.
Yes.
Which, wow, that's pretty good. I mean, so basically, folks, if you got an older house and, you know, again, that's something to start looking at. I can't believe it. You know, Nathan, you're fun to talk to. We already actually are at our first break already. You're listening to The Home Zone here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. I'm your host, Jeff Potter from North Point Bank. We'll be back in just a moment. All right, you're back here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. I am Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC, and here with Nathan from Clear Choice Mechanical, the business development manager, sitting in, and we're talking about furnaces and things that you need to watch out and take a look at. So first thing that we covered was the age of the furnace. Again, the national average, 16 to 20 years. It was actually a little, that kind of surprises me. Did it surprise you that they last that long?
No, the last one I had have replaced was my rent, but 22 years old.
Was 22 years old.
The air worked, but the heat was not good.
Okay. So, Nathan, what are some, other than the age, what are some other things, like, you know, I guess, what are some other things that you could be looking for that just kind of those little warning signs, if you will, that should throw off little flags or, you know, warnings in your mind?
Well, another one would be your bills, gas and electric bills going up. Rising gas and electric prices are not the only reason for high bills. Furnaces often lose their efficiency as they age, specifically if they haven't been properly maintained, the result of your furnace, it might not run correctly the way you want it to.
Okay.
So, you know, if you notice that you're paying more money for your furnace, for your gas bills, for your electric bills, it could be because, you know, your appliances aren't running efficiently.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. What about some other stuff as far as, you know, you had mentioned with, like, repairs and stuff like that.
Yes.
What are some of the kind of the ticky-tack repairs, but they're the ones that, you know, we're kind of going down that road that, you know, Bessie's not working as well as she should.
Yes, and there's many components on a furnace that can go out. And if you have had your furnace serviced and you notice okay, you know, we had it serviced, and then you're having it serviced again, and it's just kind of building up over the course of a year or two's time, that would normally indicate that your furnace is going to be failing. There's things inside your furnace that can fail that you can't see, and that can also be dangerous to your family's health. So you could have parts that are cracked in the inside, and you could be leaking gas. That could be dangerous for carbon monoxide to be leaking into your family's home. So those are some other things you'd want to look at.
Now, how often should somebody get their furnace inspected, in your professional opinion?
At least every other year.
At least every other year.
Yes.
Now, and not to put you on the spot, but what is a ballpark, and I do mean a ballpark, and it could be a big ballpark, but a range of what does it cost to get your furnace inspected?
It depends on who you're working with, and it also depends on if you're a regular customer of that company. Through different agreements, through preventative maintenance agreements, a customer can save some of those costs by continuing to do business with the same heating and cooling company. So that can cut down the money a little bit.
Okay. So just ballpark, if I don't have an established relationship with your company and I say, all right, you know what, I heard this on the Home Zone, I definitely think I want to get my furnace checked out, make sure it's running at optimum capacity, we're saving the most money, I'm going to call Clear Choice Mechanical. Hey, Nathan.
Sure, and you're going to be around $250.
Okay, so $250, and, again, when you spend that $250. Actually, I don't think the rebates are available on the tune-ups. But either way, $250, it's really a small price to pay to keep your furnace running well and keeping your family safe, so to speak. I mean, that's pretty scary stuff if you could think about. Carbon monoxide, it's a killer. It still does happen.
Thinking about Jeff with tools in his hand.
Yeah, and that's where we'll talk about the preventative maintenance agreements, which that's not me coming out to your house. And trying to fix your furnace. But let's take a quick second and talk about that because you brought it up. Now, preventative maintenance agreements, in essence, that's like a service contract. I know I do that with my sprinkling company where they basically pay you one set amount or every year, and then if anything needs to happen, you guys come out, clean it, fix it, keep it running correct. Is that kind of the gist of it?
Yes, it is. And a lot of... It's nationally recommended that you have this done twice a year.
Okay.
And that's great. If you can do that, that's the way you should go.
You mean as far as having it inspected twice
yes.
a year? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And that's what is nationally recommended by the ACCA. That's not necessarily what I feel is necessary, but if that's in your means to do, it's a good thing to do. Things you should be having done when you get your PMA visits are to have the system checked, the safety controls, the operating sequence, inspect the electrical components, your connections, repair and replace and tighten anything that looks loose. That helps ensure proper airflow. Have your dirty exchangers and your filters changed out. Inspect your pumps, lubricate things, check the flow rates where appropriate. Clean and lubricate the motors, examine your belts, adjust and align everything, and inspect and clean and balance the blowers. Other things would be, to clean the inside coil, condensate pans, the traps, clean the outside coil, straighten your fins for efficient operation of those, and just changing your filters will really help a lot with your coil fins and stuff, because once those get dirty, that really restricts the airflow. And I would say just to make a furnace get optimum to get it flowing optimally and to get the most years out of your furnace, just changing the filter once every other month is probably the best thing a homeowner can do.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. That is one thing on my little furnace thing. It's got a little reminder there. It tells you to change the filter, which is nice.
Because it yells at you when you go past.
Because I truthfully, like you said, would never remember. There was such a great point when you talked about it. The furnace out of sight, out of mind. Just one of those things where, boy, right about the time that you feel something's wrong, that's when the big bucks start. There was another one we were kind of talking about, which I thought was unique here. In doing the pre-planning for the show, you talked about the flame. If the flame in the burner is yellow instead of blue. So that's pretty interesting. What does that do to the oxygen level or what have you? Is that why it changes the color? Or?
Well, a yellow flickering flame may be a sign that carbon monoxide is being created by your furnace. And other possible signs of that could be streaks of soot around your furnace or an absence of upward draft in your chimney. Now, excess moisture found on connections or appliance jacks and small amounts of water leaking from the base of the chimney vent or from the flue pipe, rust on the portion of the vent pipe visible from the outside is also another sign that your flame is not burning correctly inside your furnace.
All right, so you need your flame burning bright.
Yes, you do.
All right, well, our flame is burning bright here on 1450 WHTC, the Home Zone. I'm Jeff Potter from North Point Bank. We are going to slip off here to a quick break. We'll talk to you in just a few moments. Welcome back here to 1450 WHTC, the Home Zone here on Holland's Hometown Station. I'm Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. And I'm sitting here with Nathan Barney from Clear Choice Mechanical. We're talking about furnaces and all kinds of ways to save money. By the way, quick shout out. As you know, the Home Zone is brought to you by Art Realty, local realtors over in Zealand, the Art Realty Difference. With their flat fees, you can save and sell your house, make more money, buy a bigger home, all with the folks over at Art Realty in Zealand, Michigan. You can check them out at www.artrealty.com or give them a call at 616-422-5587. So, getting back to it, again, we were talking a little bit about the maintenance system.
The flame, is it
yes,
yellow or is it
yes,
blue?
The Eternal Flame. Remember that song? I won't sing for fear. Yeah, but like I said, the furnace system, there's so many systems in the house. You know, and again, you guys do, also, you said you did some remodeling, right? I thought I heard you had said that bathroom remodels? Or
yes, we do a fair amount of bathroom remodeling, specifically adding new bathrooms to basements.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that kind of makes sense. Yeah, I mean, if you have an unfinished basement, kind of a nice use of that space, and you got to do it right. I'll tell you though, it's funny, bathroom and just remodeling when it comes to houses in general. A bathroom can get quite expensive with the fixtures and everything like that, and so you guys really are the jack of all trades. Again, I mean, it's kind of unique that you guys can do commercial, residential. You also do some remodeling stuff. And then now, as far as certifications, with you guys as contractors, are there specific certifications that contractors are supposed to have when it comes to HVAC and what you guys do?
Oh, absolutely, yes. You definitely need a mechanical license to do what we do.
License.
This is something that you apply for with the state and that they register to you. Mm-hmm. And all the work is then inspected by inspectors.
Okay.
So this is important to make sure whoever you'd be contracting for your heating and cooling to make sure that they do have credentials to back up their work, that they have some customer testimonials, and that there's not going to be a problem if you need inspections done on the work after it's completed.
Yeah, or if there's problems with the work, somebody will come back and actually do it. Do you guys have a website and all that fun stuff?
Yes, we do, actually. We're on Facebook, Clear Choice Mechanical, and we can also be reached at 616-855-0972.
Yeah, because I do think that that's important, and I think Diane would agree with this, that, you know, it seems like you can, you know, a lot of times you can find people that do this sort of work, but if they're not licensed,
they're no good.
You take a chance. Right. You know, if you have, you know, your buddy, if you have your buddy who has a buddy who has a buddy who has a tool, you know.
They'd be asking you to do it.
Exactly. And I, to be honest with you, that's not smart, but you guys are all probably licensed and bonded, and you have all that other fun stuff as far as the certifications and stuff like that. Now, if somebody isn't going to use, which we hope they do, but if in the case that they don't use Clear Choice Mechanical, as a consumer, what is something, if they're thinking about using a contractor for this type of work, what is some questions that maybe they should quick them in and ask them, or some kind of licenses, or like you said, you had your mechanical license?
Yeah, they could ask to see the certifications.
Okay.
Interestingly enough, when you hire a heating and cooling company, there are going to be different members within the group that hold different mechanical specialty licenses.
Okay.
So it isn't necessarily that every single person that works for a company holds every kind of license available out there.
Okay, good to know.
But there are experts in fields within each of these companies.
Okay. Yep.
And that is why a lot of times you will see more than one vehicle on site working on somebody's home in case they have a problem. There's usually a backup in the company for them to call. So when you hire a younger guy in, there's a learning curve for a guy coming out of college versus the guy that's been doing this for 25 years.
It'd be no different than if you're on an electrical job and you'll see, you know, the electrician, and then of course you have the master electrician. That he's the guy that's usually, you know, the journeyman or master electrician, or probably the master heating and cooling guy. He's the guy that's kind of hanging out, letting the other guy carry everything and do all the work, and then just kind of walking over with a cup of coffee. Yep, looks good. But I'll tell you what, you can't not have that on the job, having that expertise.
Well, you have to have your young guys, because us older guys, we've already done our time carrying heavy pipes and climbing up the tops of houses to drop chimney liners and things of that nature.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. But again, I wanted to at least make that point, though, for people that, you know, make sure when you're having people in the house, make sure you check them out. You know, you can go on the state of Michigan's website and you can look up their licenses to make sure that they're in good standing. Ask for references. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Remember that these people are going to be
in your house
working with a major system,
electrical stuff, in
right?
That. Yep.
You know, electrical stuff. It doesn't do what? It sparks if it's bad.
It's very important, and we ask our clients to, you know, go to our website, go to our Facebook page, leave comments about our work, because I would say a good 80% of our work comes from referrals and comes from friends telling us about the work we've done for them in the past.
Well, that's great. Well, listen, Nathan, we're kind of wrapping this up here shortly. I really appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. Remember, real quick, it's Clear Choice Mechanical. You want to quick give them the info on the business real quick?
Sure. It's Clear Choice Mechanical. We do heating, cooling, plumbing, gas piping, water heater, bathroom remodels. And we can be reached at 616-855-0972. We do free estimates, and we are happy to try and help you out with any problems you might have with your home mechanical systems.
Well, this is going to bring our show here to a close here right after the 4th of July. And sure glad that you're here. Remember that you can always call in at 616-395-1450. We are a live show. And if you have questions, suggestions, comments, things that you want to hear about, shoot me an email at jeff.potter@northpoint.com. It's jeff.potter@northpoint.com. You can get the podcast and listen to the show at whtc.com. So this is Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC, saying thank you for spending some time in the zone, and we'll see you next Tuesday at 12:30.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon for the Home Zone with your host, Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender. Today's show has been brought to you by TransNation Title and Art Realty. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast, whtc.com, and join us every Tuesday at 12:30 for the Home Zone on 1450 WHTC and whtc.com.